Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tes Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Tof Mem Beis. And we have one Mishnah Berurah from yesterday to finish up, and that is Sif Katan Chaf Zayin. In yesterday's share, we talked about if a person has beer that was made from the sediment of Chometz Dika Seorim, of barley or wheat, or he has some sort of a cheese that was made with a vinegar that was made from barley or wheat. So he said that that is considered significant and chayiv levarim. You'd be over by your rabbi yimotzi if you didn't get rid of it. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Zayin, the Erev Pesach, you have to do the beer, obviously, before the Zman, that it's also to have chametz on Erev Pesach. Likewise, he says, V'kenim shofchu al hagvinos achar shenasu kvar. Likewise, if you went and poured on them, yayin sraf kedei lechaskim, after you had the cheese already made in a non-chametz stick away, you then poured some whiskey on it, which is chametz content, in order to be mechazek these cheeses over here. Also, chayiv levarim. In this situation as well, you have to go and do a beer. Even though it would normally be bottle under the normal rules of bittel over here, because in this situation you're putting in bedafka this whiskey dilatamo avide below bottle, since you're putting it in specifically for the taste, and therefore you can't say that it's bottle because it obviously still has the taste. That's why you're doing it. However, mihu, he says, calls the ainu elam derabbanan. These are all the only dinim derabbanan over here that the rabbis were machmir. Ubidyevet, therefore, after the fact, im shachach v'lo biro, if you didn't do a beer over here, beimedavra maimid, whether we're talking about the things that are the base stabilizers, like we talked about in yesterday's year, or beimedavra de la taimavid, or whether it's like the whiskey that we're putting in today in order to give it a pleasant taste, the overall of a pesach, and now you would otherwise have chomet sh'overall of a pesach, there is room, yesh lahati b'mokum hefsid meruba b'hano. You would be allowed to go over here and still get benefit from it. We don't say the whole thing is osir. However, you have to throw away the hanor that you got from the chometz. The amount of benefit that you got from the chometz nikasaf, so that says $5, so that you have to throw away. Likewise, you have these sediments over here, these dregs that are in fact chometz, and after Pesach you use a dough to be machmitz with these dregs over here. Chayv levarim in a din, you then technically have to go and get rid of it. Even if it normally would be batel by shishim, but since the rabbis instituted over here in Isra'na over here mitam maimid the ain batel afilu be'elef, in this situation we say it's not batel even with 1,000. V'chanal, as we explained in yesterday's shir. Nevertheless, there's room to be makel here under extenuating circumstances. Ubimokum hafsid merubah. If there's a large financial loss because of this, yesh lahatir ba'no, we would allow you to get benefit from it. We wouldn't allow you to eat it, but we'd allow you to get benefit from it. But you'd have to throw away the benefit that you got from the chometz dika thing. So that $5 or $10, whatever it may be, that you have to throw away. Now we start fresh with Siv Vav, the very top of the Amud Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Nagu legarer haksolim vahakisos shenaga ben chometz. It's an ancient minhag in Klai Yisrael. This is brought down from the Torah in the name of the Raivan, and this is based upon the Yerushalmi, as we'll see, that says that you scrub, you rub away the walls and the chairs that chametz touched. In other words, even though there really is no mamashis over there, the minhag is to go and clean these walls and chairs. V'yesh le mamashi yismochu. Don't think that this is a crazy idea. There is this Yerushalmi that you can rely upon. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Ches, wrote to Lomar, the ain lilog ala minog. Don't make fun of this minog. Don't scoff at this minog and say it's crazy. Lomar shu minog shtus v'chumri yisera. That's a crazy minog, and it's just an inappropriate chumra. Ela, yesh lo ze semech min Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi that states that this might be the case, that you have to do this. The Yisushalmi says in Yerushalmi, hatoch beso batzek, if a person put some sort of a dough on his house, he smothered his house with some sort of a dough, chayiv levarim, then you do have to get rid of it because it is in fact chometz. Now, the issue footnote number 50 brings down from Nissen Karlitz, he says over here that if you have a minhag that has a basis in it, that's a kosher minhag. But if people just make up their own minhag without having, like over here, the basis in the Yerushalmi, ain't a bechlal minhag Yisrael. That doesn't have the status of being a minhag Yisrael. Now, if this is really a Yerushalmi, so then how come we don't all do this? Why do we say it's only a minhag to do this over here and it's a worthy minhag to have? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Ost Nun Beis, explains, from this Yerushalmi, there isn't a clear-cut proof that you have to do this. Because there, the Hosom, Kishetoch ala kosel, Kein Shetochen Betit, there they were talking about they smeared this dough on the walls, the Yochel is Skabetz Kizayis Momo Echad, there was a significant amount there, and you can actually gather in a Kizayis of this dough and have something significant. But not really just by touching it. So if you put down a loaf of bread on a chair, so then technically there's nothing over there. And he brings down the name of the Bach. Inyan, he says, the Yisrael Kedoshim Haim, however, the Jewish people are very, very holy. And therefore, on Pesach, when it comes to the Dinim of Chametz, many people have the custom to be extremely strict. We are Kedoshim, we're holy people, and therefore all of these customs we shouldn't scoff at. Lav Davka, that everyone has to take every single one of these customs and follow them, but certainly Minhagim that are accepted and Minhagim that your family and your community have accepted should not be played with and not be scoffed at. The Mechaber continues, he says, "V'im yesh chametz b'sedek she'enu yochel l'chateit achrav." If you have chametz inside some sort of a crack that you can't reach inside of it, so your tiachol of matit, you'll just have to put a little bit of tar on it to spoil it, and then you don't have any problems over here. The Mishmur explains this, if katan chavtes v'zem mahani, this will help over here, afilu yesh b'mokam ahu kizayis yose, even if in this crack over here you actually have a kizayis of chametz. Ukil l'kamen b'siv tes ayin sham. We'll learn more about this in tomorrow's shiur, b'ezrus Hashem. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Botzek shebisidike areva. You have dough inside a trough, and this dough is used over here to go and stabilize the trough. It's basically filling in the cracks of the trough over here. So im yesh kizayis b'mokom echad, if in one place you have actually a kizayis over here of chametz, so then chayv levar, then you in fact have to go and be mevarit before Pesach. You have to either sell it, you have to get rid of it, you have to do something to be not over by your rabbi yimotzi. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Rotz Lomar. The Mechaber is telling us over here. Mishnah Berurah says the Sifkot Lamed. He's telling us Rotz Lomar af de bevadai mevata le. Even though, why did you put this over here? It was to keep the trough whole. You put it in a crack so that the trough wouldn't break. So you certainly were mevatel this dough into the crack over here, and you're not intending to take it out. Nevertheless, since it has chashivas to it, because it's a kezayis b'mokam echad, it's not automatically considered nullified into the trough, and you have to go and nullify it in some way. You have to do a beer on it. Mechaber says, however, v'im lav, if you don't have a kezayis in one spot, and you put the dough in over here to strengthen the trough, so im hoya osu l'chazek bo shivri arveira, if the whole purpose over here was to strengthen the trough over here that it shouldn't break, o liston bo nekev, or to plug in a hole over here so stuff shouldn't fall out of the trough, so then botel b'miyuto, since it's less than a kezayis, it's considered nullified within the trough. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Aleph, the ein chiluk bein im hoya zeh b'shuli arveira, o l'mala b'svasu, it makes no difference where in the trough it is, on the bottom or on the top, makes no difference. Sivkot Lamed Beis, botel b'miyuto, this small amount is considered nullified into the trough. Even though technically, if you were to go and gather in all the little pieces of chametz, you would have more than a kezayis altogether, but in no place alone do you have a kezayis by itself in one specific trough filling that you did. Since it's not in one place, so then we say each little small bit over here, this one-tenth of a kezayis, is botel to the crack that it's in. And even though you may have 20 cracks, so you really have two kizaisim all together, each one is separate, and they're all considered nullified. That's in a situation where you put it in there to be mechazik over here, the keli. But vim lav, but if that wasn't your purpose over there, then chayiv levar, then in fact you do have to go make a beer if you have over here more than a kizayis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Gimel says, v'davka kishyesh ben hakol kizayis. As I just mentioned, you have to have a kizayis all together with all of these little pieces. Dosa kli mitzarfo. Then the trough over here, the kli, can be mitzarf them all into one. Avo kishlo nishar ben hakol kizayis. But if you don't have a kizayis with all of these little pieces of dough over here, ain't sarach levar, you don't have to do a beer. You're not over by your or by your motze. Afilu ain't osu lechazik. Even if your intention wasn't to put that in over here to fix the crack or to plug a hole. And we'll learn more about this. We'll learn about this more in a couple of days. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself concludes and he says, Lochem be'emes yesh machlokes ben haposkim. There is a machlokes over here. And while, as Dirshu footnote number 53 brings down, that the stam position over here is to be mekel, the Shaar HaTzion says, nevertheless, the das harbe poskim dafilu pochus b'kezayis sorach bir. There are many poskim that say, even if there is less than a kezayis, you have to be mevarit over here. And Dirshu footnote number 54 brings down, there's a machlokes over here, whether this is a din daraisa that you have to be mevarit, brings down from the Chacham Svi, that it's because of Chatzi Shir Zosim in HaTorah that you have to be Mavirat. There's also the opinion of the Chazon Ish. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and as well the Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov say it's only a din de Rabban and Shemo Yavo L'Ochlu, that you may come to eat it. So whatever the Yisr is, the Rais of the Rabban, and many poskim say there is an Yisr over here, and this is V'davka Kishiroi L'Achil Iksas, as long as it's still edible to some extent. But if it's really not edible, it's disgusting in some way, and it's less than a kizayis, then everybody agrees, ein tzarech levara l'kulia, then everybody agree that you don't have to do a beer in that situation. The issue footnote number 51 brings down from Nissen Karl, it's an interesting question. That's when we're talking about one trough over here. What happens if you have a pot within a pot within a pot? Do you do the same thing and consider it like one trough, or is that considered totally separate entities? And he's left with a suffix over here, and he says, furthermore, what happens if you have pots that are all in a chest of some sort? Is that considered mitzdarif? And he also left with a tzarachin over there, and he says, the bottom line is, if the chest is attached to the ground, then vadai ein hu mitzarfim. Then we consider them like they're on the ground, and therefore the chest would not be mitzarfim them altogether, like a single trough. The issue footnote number 52 says over here, why don't we say chatzi shir is awesome in our Torah, and require you to go be mavatalit in this situation as well? So he brings down from the Chacham Tzvi several potential answers. He says that the concept of Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah is only for Achila. And over here, we're not talking about Achila. However, the Bir Halacha doesn't like this. And he says, Shedvar of the Chukmi, he says it's a somewhat of a far-fetched teretz. The Chacham Tzvi brings down another teretz. And he says, we only say Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah when you do a Maisa. Because the Maisa shows the Chashivas even to the Chatzi Shir. But here, B'ba Yerob, B'ba Yamotze, it's shev al tase, so to say. You're not doing anything, and therefore it's not considered chatzi shir osam in Torah. The Shagas Aryeh brings down another answer, and he says, mishum shechazi letztrufe, because in general we say chatzi shir is osam in Torah because they can combine together. So when you eat something, you ate a half a shir, and then b'kdei achilas pras, if you eat the other half of the shir, retroactively, the first part is now considered significant. But with Ba'yor Ba'yamotze, until you bring in the rest of the shir, it's not mitzdarif. And when you bring in the rest of the shir, now you're over for the whole thing, not anything retroactively. There are other tamim as well. The Dirshu footnote brings down Ayin Shem in all of those different places. And he brings down as well from the Chazon Ish that even if you want to say the Chatzi Shir over here is a problem, nevertheless, Ein Das Odom Olav, he says over here, nobody has intention to go and take out this dough over here that you have inside the trough filling in the cracks over here, and therefore it is considered batel. Now we go to Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Hayu bo shnei chatzoi zesim b'shnei makomos. If you have two different parts of the trough over here, each with a chatzi zayis. So as we just pointed out, if they were put in the lechazik, so then they're not considered significant and you could ignore it. However, here they're connected, these two chatzei zayisim are connected, the chut shel botzek b'neim, you have a thin thread over here of the dough in between them. So they're connected. Do we consider that as two separate chatzi zayisim, or do we consider it as one kizayis, all connected? So it depends. Roin kol she'ilu yinotel achut nitol nimo Imo, then chayv levar. If you picked up the chut that's connecting them, and you'd pick up both chatzi zesim with it, so then it's considered that they're connected, and it's one zayis altogether in one spot, and you would have to be bevirat. The Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamadal, explains, Dohoyo hachut ob, if the chut over here, the thread over here between them was thick enough, and therefore, alkeinu mitzarfon, it can combine them over here, vavi kezayis mokneach, and we view this halachically as one kezayis in one place, and therefore, v'chein in a moral, afilo hoyo osu l'chazik, and therefore, even if it was put in for the purposes of plugging in a hole or strengthening this trough over here, it is considered like kezayis b'mokneach, which is something you have to be mavar. The issue footnote number 55 brings down, does this apply over here if it's currently dry and it would crumble? But if it had been wet, then it would be able to be, so to say, able to pick up the two together. Do you look at it like it is right now, dry, and it can't be connecting them? Or if it were wet, it would connect them. So this is a machlokus amongst the poskim. Mechaber continues and writes, V'im lav, if this connecting thread would not be strong enough under any circumstance to go and connect the two chatzis esim, but you've picked it up, they would break off, ain't a circle of iron, then you don't have to do a beer over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Lamed Hey, V'davka b'shehayu b'mokum osi l'chazik areva. This again is for the purposes over here that you were doing it to strengthen the trough. Because the lav, hachi, hakli mitzarfon. Because otherwise, then you do have a kezayis over here, and the kli is considered to combine them if it wasn't bottled to the kli because it was being used to strengthen the kli or to plug in a hole. Now, the Mechaber says, what are we talking about over here? When do we say this applies by reva in a trough? Avo b'bayis in a house we have in different areas. Avo pi sheminot alachut eni tolanimo chayv levar. But in a house, even though the chut isn't going to connect them, so if you have a half a kezayis here and a half a kezayis there, you do have to be mivar, and they are considered combining over here. Mipnei shepa'amim mekabetz osam, because sometimes you're going to sweep up over here and you're going to gather them all together in a pile and have a kezayis all in one place. As the Mishnah explains, in Sivkot Lamed Vav, be'esh shemachabed abayis, when you're going and cleaning the house, you're going to sweep it all together, vavi b'mokamechot, and you'll now have it all in one place. in the Shaar HaTzion, Osamach, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Even though in the house, it's not being put there to be mechazik over here. It wasn't for the fact that you could sweep them all together, then you wouldn't have to be mevirit, because the kol chatzizayis omei bifnei atzmo bayis, because each chatzizayis here is separate, and it's a separate part of the house, not in one trough. The lekha taima the tseruf, and it's not considered combined, like we have over here with the kli, with the trough. And he brings down the name of the Bach and the Gra. And that's why you have to have this idea that you could sweep them all together, and that's why it's considered a problem that you have to be mevar. Now, the Mechaber continues and says, if you have in two different parts of the house, one, let's say in a house, you have a chatzizayis, and the rest in the aliyah, in the attic, you have a chatzizayis. Or, chatzizayis bavayis, chatzizayis b'achsadra. You have a half a chatzizayis in the house and half a chatzizayis in the porch. Chatzizayis bavayis zev, chatzizayis bavayis shilif nim mimenu. You have an inner apartment and an outer apartment. You have a chatzizayis in each one. Howl, the elu hachatzoy zesim, devukim baksolim, O bakoros, O bakarkos, if these pieces of chametz over here are in fact attached over here to the walls or to the beams or to the ground, eino chayel levar, then you don't have to be mevar them. Ella mevatlo believe over there. It would be adequate in this situation to just be mevatel in your mind, and that would be good. And the reason for this is, as brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Ches, there's zeo baya bigmara in mitzdarf, because it's a question if they're mitzdarf or not. So as long as you do a bittel, v'chein kivon shebittel achakach bittel ba'alma sagi midoraisa. So therefore, you've knocked it down only to a sofik derabanan. Haveli sveki derabanan ve'no sarach livdok. And therefore, you don't have to go and check and do anything further in this situation once you did bittel. Now, we just skipped one Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Rotsu Lomar, they were talking here about that the chametz is in begumos sheishbem. It's in some sort of holes in the ground, kidei lashvosan. And you put it there in order to smooth out the ground that shouldn't have a hole in it. Devi kamo osu l'chazik. And this has the same din as being osu l'chazik, because the trough, the mu'el el b'siv zayin, as we just explained earlier in today's shir, there was the einu chay levar, elim ken yesh kizayis mokum echon, unless you have a kizayis in one place. Others say, others say, no, here we're talking about nothing to do with Dovuk. It's not like Osi L'chazik, because Kivan, they have a pochus mi kezayis, kol echod b'yecha b'mkomo, since each is less than a kezayis in its own place, the place isn't mitzdarif. We're not concerned over here that you might sweep them together, because they're in different rooms, they're in different parts of the house. We call makom bittul tzorich l'kulyama. But here, everybody agrees you should certainly do a bittul. V'mo bittul kol d'mizmani surin. If you didn't do the bittul in the right time, tzorich levar achakach. You have to do a bittul after the start of the zman iser over here, because it is chayev levar in this situation as well. With that, we conclude today's shir.